Your home for the best music you've never heard. Always on and always independent. Welcome back to Insomnia Radio.
Hi, this is Joey from Curbside, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Hey, we're Letters Burning from LA, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Hey, this is Matt from the Onion. Okay, you're listening to the first internet station to play on music.
Hey, Insomniac, this is John from Winter Circle in Oklahoma City.
Hey gang, welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 143. This is going to be a fun one. I've got, to start the show, a killer quartet from Melbourne, Australia. This is their debut single. It's called One Chance. Enjoy, and I'll see you on the back end.
Flame flicker fast, how you love that slip. Sift down a bit.
Now, these guys are a true success story. They're called Skipping Girl Vinegar. And like I said, they're out of Melbourne, Australia. And this is their debut single called One Chance. And I don't know much about the full-length album to come, but I do know they've got some really impressive people that that had signed on to help with the album. It was originally recorded by one of the band members of Skipping Girl Vinegar, all across Victoria, kitchens, bedrooms, beach shacks, living rooms. And UK mix engineer Adrian Bushby, who's worked with Ben Queller, Gomez, and the Foo Fighters, was so impressed by the rough mixes of their album that he decided to take this track, One Chance, and mix it down at London's Rack Studios. He plans to complete the remainder of the album later in the year, and I cannot wait to hear the rest of what these guys have been producing, because it's that song is just so stellar. Anyway, you can find them at skippinggirlvinegar.com, and I will keep you posted, as always, with I'm just going to shut up. You know, I do a lot of talking. I got the Insomnia Radio News now, which I hope you guys are enjoying, and the regional roundups, which are sort of, you know, mixtapes. I am very happy with the format of Insomnia Radio proper right now, because it's become very focused, at least in my mind, and I've been able to refine it to just music. You know, it's been down a few stray courses in the past couple years, and now it feels just right to take those segments and just make them their own little product. So anyway, I'd love to hear your feedback about the news and the regional roundups and everything else coming down the pipe. Jason at insomniaradio.net. And we're going to carry this over into a great artist out of Chicago. This is Brahm with Intoxication.
Take a holiday. We could blow ourselves away, just you and me. Carry a gun so I can shoot the blues away. What a fucking mess we've made. Now who's the king? Loves all the folk songs. It's his guitar and strums along, and he sings the blues. The devil don't care. Says put your arms up in the air. Offers you the clean and the clear. And he knows what you'll choose.
Next on the playlist is Wiretree with the track Big Coat, and I'll be back to talk about both Brahm and Wiretree after this.
Mm-hmm. place you know that no one ever goes. Keep in a cycle and she always stays close. I need an act for keeping out of trouble. You know how it can go. I don't know what I'm like, but everybody says you're not the kind that gets out of your head. I keep talking all these crazy, clumsy words, and I know that I've been
Kevin Peroni wrote and produced this entire album, which is called Bowden, in his bedroom, and really starting to see a lot more of that lately. As the submissions keep pouring in, it's oftentimes hard to tell, actually, that this stuff is being self-produced in a bedroom or in a shack or in a beach house without actually reading the credits. So technology is certainly doing a lot of great things for the independent artists these days. But if you want to check out more of Wiretree's music, head over to wiretreemusic.com. And then there is Tom, Mike, and Scott Brom, along with Dave Ashdown, who make up the band Brom out of Chicago. And they have a lot of music to check out. A really interesting video called Madeleine, and photo galleries and just a ton of other stuff on their website, which is actually one of those web.mac.com sites like I have. So because the URL is ridiculously long, just head over to insomniaradio.net for the complete show notes and links to all the band's websites. Thanks, gang. All right, the next two-song block is something I'm just kind of arbitrarily calling the lo-fi block, because it's not an insult, but you can definitely tell that both the Gold Stars and Joshua Lanes veer towards the lo-fi side of the fence, which is basically music that is not super produced and not glossy and not, you know, not a real high-polished sheen on it. It focuses much more on just the songwriting instead of production. And still, these two tracks are so catchy. First, we're going to hear DMV by the Gold Stars, and then Dead by Joshua Lanes. See you guys in about 7 minutes. Enjoy.
You're rude to me like the DMV.
Once again, that was Joshua Lanes with Dead. And before that, kicking off that short little lo-fi block was the Gold Stars with DMV. And a definite 60s psychedelia beachy kind of sound, which I really dig. Because I've been chewing up the chat time a little longer than I would have liked, please just head over to insomniaradio.net for links to both of those artists. Well, the 2007 Podcast and Portable Media Expo starts a week from today. It starts next Friday. And I am all at once nervous, skeptical, and very, very excited. If you remember Insomnia Radio 105 that Scott and I co-hosted from last year, you'll no doubt realize why the expo last year left me kind of wanting. And I'm really hoping that things will be a little bit more educational this year. I'm not going to go on too long about this, but I'm going to be speaking on a panel, which will be really fun. And I'll post some details on that with the show notes for this episode. But long story short, if any of you are planning on attending the Podcast and Portable Media Expo at the end of September, I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Ontario. So shoot me an email, call the voicemail line, 805-709-0809, and maybe we can meet up and say hi and have a beer, have some coffee, or just chat about music. So let me know. All right, the next track I've got for you is by The Selden Plan. I've had this actually in the queue for a while, but it just didn't seem to fit into the right playlist. And that's by no means an insult. It's just that I was kind of waiting for the right playlist, and I think this is the one. So this is Making Circles by The Selden Plan, and I'll see you guys in a few. Enjoy. Selden Plan with Making Circles, and this comes from their new disc called The Collective Now, which was released on September 4th of this year. And it's available at Magnatune, which is actually their record label, which means I'm going to go ahead and click through and see. All right, they don't have a direct link to it. But Magnatune offers DRM-free MP3s, fairly inexpensive. So definitely check out the SeldonPlan.com. It's not Seldon, but the SeldonPlan.com, and see what these guys are up to. All right, gang. The very last thing I wanted to mention on the show is pretty simple. If there's anything that I can do for you to make your experience with Insomnia Radio better, whether it's something pretty small or, you know, fairly huge. Maybe it's offering a smaller bit rate for the show so that dial-up users can get it too. Maybe it's offering it in OGG format or anything. Let me know, because as you guys can tell, you know, putting out daily content now, I am really just shooting for the stars here and hoping to really give Insomnia Radio a shot in the arm, which it's needed for the past few months. So if there's anything I can do for you, if you have any suggestions or criticism or anything to offer, shoot me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. If you would like to leave a voicemail for the show, dial 805-709-0809. And if it's not too obscene, I'll go ahead and play it on the next episode. All right, the last track. Oh, stupid Twitter. The last track is by Republic of Letters, and it's a beautiful song called No Time for Fears. This has been Insomnia Radio 144. And it's time to go. Insomnia Radio 143, show notes at insomniaradio.net. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.